The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
So let me get this straight. Fortress WA is the impenetrable barrier against the COVID outbreaks in New South Wales and Victoria, and it relies on making sure truckies don't bring the virus into the state. To achieve that, Mark McGowan has promised all truckies would be subjected to rapid antigen testing at the border. Well, all except the two drivers who just tested positive to COVID after spending 48 hours in WA last week. These drivers didn't undergo rapid antigen testing because they'd returned a negative PCR swab test in the previous 72 hours. That's all well and good, but wouldn't we all sleep a little bit better at night knowing that rapid antigen testing was being carried out 100% of the time? Seriously, the tests produce a result within 30 minutes. Just frickin' do them. If Mark McGowan doesn't see the wisdom in this, I reckon he needs to think of Fortress WA like a couple of famously impenetrable places from the movies. Helm's Deep from Lord of the Rings, for example. That joint was supposed to keep out armies of orcs, yet its unbreachable walls were blown up by a little orc who carried a bomb up a sewage pipe. And don't forget the old Death Star. It was supposed to be the greatest power in the galaxy, yet it was totally destroyed by a bloke who'd only just learned how to fly an X-Wing and jagged a lucky shot down an air vent. Do you see where I'm going with this? It's like the old saying goes, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. And right now, it looks like the weakest link is truckies bringing COVID into WA. If that happens, Premier McGowan can't say he didn't see it coming. We can all see it coming. And surely having a COVID scare on the eve of the grand final is the final warning the government needs to take this more seriously.